0871722344. I was talking earlier on about the mapping tool that is used for sort of non-violent demonstrations, so that you can just make sure that you have a communication between you. I think that's sort of how it works. It's called Suki. Is that right, Laura? Suki. Let's speak to Sam Carlisle, who's a spokesperson for Suki. How are you, Sam?
Hi there. Good evening, Ian.
Good evening. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Suki's fine. My name was pronounced fine. And I'm not a spokesperson. I'm actually a developer.
Oh, cool. I'm glad about that.
I'm going to write code for the project, and I'm one of the co-inventors.
I don't want to speak to a spokesperson anyway. I want a developer. Brilliant.
Yeah, let's talk. Cool.
You're very welcome, Sam, and thanks for sparing some time to talk to us.
So
what's the deal here? This is a platform, a kind of a mapping tool. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so essentially what you've got a few different pieces of software.
Yep.
And primarily the protester would download some of that software and take it with them when they were going on demonstration. And the reason why they'd have that piece of software with them is so that they'd be able to see real-time updates of events and things that are going on during the protest. They'd be able to get information about trouble spots and things they might like to avoid in order to keep themselves safe and make sure that they have a peaceful one.
No, that's a fair whack of technology that's gone into that, clearly, because
there's a lot of stuff hidden that you don't get on the recipient side. But when you're just using the application, you don't have to completely understand how the thing works all the way down the chain to be able to just use it. It's very simple. There's a map view and there's a compass view.
Gotcha.
And you choose which view you want to use, or you can use both.
So how do you build in where, you know, what's the criteria, if you like, for what you build into where somebody might want to avoid?
Okay, so for example, if there's been an incident of violence, or if there's been some disruption, mm-hmm. or if the police have contained a group of people that have chosen to protest in a violent way, you can see that as a red dot on the map. And as is the case with most protesters who'd like to have a peaceful protest, you can choose to avoid that and just not get caught up in it.
And who's updating it, Sam? How does that work?
We have quite a sophisticated piece of software running on some servers that we use, which is able to analyze messages and rank the person that originated the message, the person that sent the message, as being trustworthy or not trustworthy.
Wow. Did you design that bit of software?
Then we've actually used part of a platform from some other software, which is open source, called Swift River, and there's some custom code in the mix as well.
And then you modify it to your own kind of needs, is that right?
Yeah, just to try and make it more reliable and make sure that we actually give reliable predictions on who's actually going to make some verified information, a claim that's going to be useful to a protester.
And was this designed specifically for those protests?
That was the need from which it was born out of. The protest is not very effective if it's violent, because the message doesn't get across. The reason why people have turned out, they feel very passionately about a particular subject and they want to see a political change. And if a protest is violent, it just brings down the tone.
Yeah.
And effectively, there's no point in having the protest if it goes violent.
I think we can all agree with that. Were the police able to get access to the Suki technology?
What do you mean by get access?
Well, were they able to see what other people who had it could see?
Yes, they're quite welcome to, as any member of the public.
But they clearly weren't on the ball, were they? They clearly weren't on the ball to realise that the protesters were using a device that was very useful for the protesters to move around unhindered, but the police seemed to be still using notebooks and Alsatians.
And pieces of paper.
Which is extraordinary, given the, you know, the 21st
century. I quite agree. There was evidence on the day that the police had recognized that we were using such a system, referring to, of course, to the 29th, and they were able to defuse the situation with the team, a situation which was occurring on the ground outside the Egyptian embassy.
Right.
And we were able to get the message through to protesters that a kettle was not about to be formed, and there was no need for an escalation or the use of a very blunt tactic of kettling in that instance. So it was good to get the message out.
Is this something, I mean, given that you're, you know, behind this with others perhaps, but is this something you're going to be able to use somewhere else and make a fortune and retire on a hammock in Barbados?
You know what? I would be so upset if that was how the thing was going to go. So no. There's a concept
you'd be upset.
Which is called open source.
Okay.
Because that's not what it's for, because it's about so much more than personal profit and personal gain.
Is this much
it's about
like
democratic right to protest, and personally profiting from that would be a scandal and a mockery of the reasons why we started writing the software, so I will personally not seek to gain out of this project.
Which is kind of the Berners-Lee philosophy when he first began the internet, of course.
Yes, quite agree. I've spoken to Tim actually at a conference.
Oh, there you go.
I'm taking after his footsteps in that.
But
that
a,
way,
lot of,
sure.
a lot of people, Sam, would say, you know, that's all very noble, but come on, you know, pocket a few mil and then design something even better for the protest.
No, open sourcing the software will mean that we put the technology in everyone's hands, and let's face it, I'm not the best programmer in the world. If I put the idea out there, someone else will take it and make it much better, mm-hmm. and it will help more people. So by putting the idea out there in the public domain, we'll make the most robust system possible, the most safe system, and the most effective system possible. And that's why it's better to actually put it out there and let it have the effect that I intended it, or we intended it to have, rather than trying to personally profit from it. Because I'll probably be able to do other things that I can profit
from.
Well,
I was going to say, you could all, you know, this is just the beginning stages of what I'm sure is a huge career in this field. So, you know, there'll be other things that will find you that hammock in Barbados, Sam, I'm sure. Great to have you on with us, sir. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Nice to talk with you. He's Sam Carlisle, and he's one of the developers of Suki, which is this tool that the old Bill, frankly, was so daft they didn't realise was in existence and being used so that the students, in many respects, could stay one step ahead. I'm not sure about Sam's, I want this to remain in the spirit of protest. But nonetheless, he's got a point, because I think we all support the right to protest. I was there on that first day of the student, not by accident, as it turns out, and before it all kicked off down at Tory HQ, it was, frankly, the most heartwarming sight to see. A bunch of people protesting, the police walking side by side, very minimal police presence, right in front of the House of Commons, the Houses of Parliament, right in front of them. And to see that was genuinely quite a nice sight. I thought, this is brilliant, it's peaceful. It was all a little bit daft, of course, placards they had, of course, but that's irrelevant. It was just a really nice thing. I thought, well, actually, this is all right, this is okay.